It's the race that stops the nation, the big one tomorrow. Sadly, there won't be many people at Flemington, but that doesn't mean that we can't have a flutter. And someone who's in the know joins us on the line. It's Joel Kane from Sportsbet. G'day, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Joel.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad.
So I'm not in a nightclub. I know there's a bit of music here, but I'm in a cafe. So anyway, how are you guys going?
Yes.
Yeah, good and
we're
excited.
Really well. Pretty. We're very, very lucky, actually, here in the Northern Territory because we've been able to go trackside and see races in action. Of course, we had our Darwin Cup Carnival not too long ago. What's the feeling like at the moment this year with all the changes just due to COVID-19?
Yeah, it's so different. And like, Melbourne Cup is my absolute favourite day, guys. What I love about the Melbourne Cup, my favourite part, is when the rumblings of about 110,000 people, you can hear that, you can hear the chopper above, you can hear the anxiety in the chat between the jockeys and the barriers, and then bang, those barriers blast open. But it's going to sound very, very different, which is a big challenge for the caller, Matty Hill. But you know what? The jockeys themselves, all the connections, it's a Melbourne Cup, and that remains the same. So very, very excited for the big day.
Well, 24 horses are going to be contesting the race at 1:30 Darwin time tomorrow afternoon, and Tiger Moth seems to be one of the favourites, but it's drawn a wide barrier. It's starting from the car park.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the thing is enough of people have fallen in love with this three-year-old Northern Hemisphere horse, which cross-counter fit that bill, and so too did Rekindling, and that's the case for Tiger Moth. But this horse, it's its fifth ever start. Like, that's an amazing ask of a horse. So for me, that combined with the fact it's the barrier, mind you, it's got Kieran McAvoy on board who picked up his third Everest. If he wins this on Tiger Moth, it's his fourth Melbourne Cup, which will be equal to the record for the Melbourne Cup. So look, it's going to be a chance, but it's not one that I'll be tipping.
All right, what about Jamie Carr? Look, it's been 5 years since Prince of Penzance with Michelle Payne took out the Melbourne Cup. We've got Jamie Carr riding tomorrow.
Yeah, Greg Miles, the great caller, he said it's history at Flemington. It was Michelle Payne who won on Prince of Penzance. And ironically, Jamie Carr, who's been the best jockey in Victoria this year, she's riding another Prince of Arran. And that just so happens to be my number one pick for this year's Melbourne Cup. I think she'll get it done. And she's a wonderful, wonderful jockey. And this horse, by the way, prior to its last start, where it ran fourth in a Caulfield Cup and it flashed home, it hadn't been unplaced in Australia. So it's a terrific horse. Loves coming out here. It's run in the Melbourne Cup twice before and went very, very close. So that'll be the horse I'm tipping in the Melbourne Cup.
And wouldn't it be wonderful for another female to win the Melbourne Cup?
Absolutely. And you know what? Reading a Sydney paper today, and you know how they have those caricatures of the photos of, you know, the jockey on this horse. Well, it's about time that they got away from the stock standard male caricature picture of the jockey, because if you look up Prince of Arran and Jamie Carr, it's a bloke. You know, like we need to have the girls represented, and I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, that, you know, I just think by nature, women are smaller in general than men, and I just think that, you know, there should be more women coming through who they probably don't have to work as hard at wasting away to make the weights just by natural by the way they are. So I'd love to see more female jockeys. And Jamie Carr, she's to win the Melbourne Cup, I think that can go a long way to enhancing the representation of women
in the sport. Race. Oh, I'd have to agree, yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, look, it's going to be 29 degrees forecast in Melbourne tomorrow. How's that going to affect those Northern Hemisphere horses here for the race?
Well, they seem to like it. I think that's part of it. They come out here and they just seem to thrive. And in many ways, you saw it with the Melbourne Storm, who would be a bit gloomy in Victoria. They went up and spent the whole year in the sunny coast and come out flying. I don't think the heat's going to be a major factor. It's only 3 minutes they've got to run for. Who will be a factor for those guys is maybe the State of Origin players on Wednesday night who, you know, they will not be used to playing at this time of year, that's for sure.
All right. Hey, Joel, just give us a rundown of what your picks are for the big race.
Yeah, okay, this is how it'll be the last 200. And it's Prince of Arran who takes the front. Ashram starting to come, and very elegant, but it's Prince of Arran who wins the Melbourne Cup for Jamie Carr. Second was Ashram. Third was very elegant for Chris Waller.
Oh, you've done incredibly well, Joel. Thank you so much. Now, look, when you're coming up to the Northern Territory, have you been here before?
Hey, send me a ticket. I'll be up there. I'll be ready to go. I love Darwin. One of my favourite places. I was up there only last year, in fact.
Oh, good. Because we've got the million-dollar fish happening right now, and I think...
I know that.
Yeah.
Sportsbet are heavily behind that, yeah. So there's There's the Barras in there for, I think there's 10 fish clipped up for $1 million, is that right?
Yeah, oh, there's seven that are tagged for $1 million. We had one guy win a $10,000 tagged fish over the weekend, but he had to fight off a crocodile to get it. So, yeah. You know, lots of action.
And we'll be talking to him just after 8 o'clock this morning. Yeah,
we will. But Joel Kane from Sportsbet, thank you so much for your tips this morning. All the best tomorrow for the big race that stops the nation. Lovely to catch up.
Thank you very much, guys. Good luck in the Cup. And, of course, if you have any fun, do so responsibly.